long story short, worked my way up in BHP. As I said, got involved in really large project work, 2OC on a reline project. And then in the early 80s, BHP decided to kind of restructure. So they wanted to cut their workforce back, and you know all those stories, from 11,000 odd people to about 8,000. Put it out there and got, particularly among staff, got us down a certain number, wanted more. So they offered open-ended voluntary redundancies. And the package was very, very attractive. And I said, I'm going to take one of those. And it's, my boss at work knew Paul Kent, the owner of this place, and he said, I might have found a job for you. And I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, there's a guy that, so Paul Kent, such and such, he runs a mine up at East Maitland. He's looking for an engineer to help him out. And, well, okay, right. Well, I'd driven past here hundreds of times. Didn't even know there's a mine here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So made contact with Paul Kent. He lived in New Lambton Heights. He said, oh, what about a meet you at the pub down in New Lambton? I forgot what time it was. And I said, yeah. I said, how will I find you? He said, just look for the tallest guy down there with the mower. I was sitting at the bar. So that was my job interview. Came up here, had a quick look around with the mine manager. And anyway, no paperwork in those days. It was a handshake here. Okay, where you go. So I started essentially in the role of being an engineer working directly for Paul Kent, the owner. And you would have heard all sorts of stories about Paul, but he was a visionary. He was an innovator. In my opinion, a lot of people, people worked with him in those days. He was way ahead of his time.
And how much did you enjoy that chapter of your life?
I loved it.
Sound like you might have.
Yeah, and look, it probably goes back to philosophies you learn in life, but as I said, my dad did it very tough. And I remember him saying to me, and I've tried to think when it was, but it would have been in high school sometime. He lined me up one day and he said, son, you're gonna meet people in life who are gonna tell you that you can't do such and such, or things can't be done such and such a way. He said, I'm telling you, listen. He said, I'm telling you, you look me in the face and tell them, I'll show you how it can be done.
Yeah, wow. And so that philosophy from his dad, mixed with Paul Kent's vision and innovative nature, that would have been perfect.
And I still have that philosophy to this day. Yeah, so when I'm wandering around here, like I have been over many years, and people say, hey, Al, come out and have a little bit of a problem. Yeah, what's that? I said, oh, well, I reckon we can do this and this. Oh, what a load of crap. I said, all right, do you want it done or don't you want it done? Do you want me to show you how it can be done? So spent a lot of time with Paul Kent in the early days doing all sorts of crazy jobs. And then, of course, the Rixit's mine came along in the early 90s when they got the lease up there and then they opened that up. So I was involved in a lot of the infrastructure. Had no money then, times were really tough. So, you know, we went and bought a second-hand washing plant down in Wollongong and bought a crane and pulled it all down. You know, bought old stuff from different mines around the place and essentially tried to make a silk purse out of the sales here.
Yeah, yeah.
Without spending any money. I'm still involved to this day in, you know, one-off, special, big, hard, difficult, whatever projects.
Well, what's it like in this current environment to still stay innovative and I guess creative to a point? Has that got trickier as time's gone?
Yeah, the difference now is that our company is much more regimented. And by that, I mean, I used to joke with people. I said, most companies are owned by accountants, whereas in Paul Kent's day, production was number one, paperwork and all that sort of stuff, even though I have a different philosophy. I keep good records. But Paul Kent's philosophy was, the most important stuff is out there, dig that dirt, get the coal out, get it washed and dry trained so I can get you money. Everything else is second. Whereas now, it's make sure that the dollars are right and your safety's right and all the administrative stuff's right. And when you got all that right, we'll think about doing a job. It's a total
reversal.
And look, that's, I'm not being critical by saying that. That's just where your industry's at.
And stability too. The stability in your job, and to have enjoyed it for 40 years, that doesn't happen every time, all the time, does it?
But I don't. I often say to people, and I say this to my boss and others, they said, and people throughout the company, when are you going to retire, Al? I said, when I wake up one morning and think, oh, beep, beep, I've got to come to work here today.
And it's an effort.
And it's an effort.
Yeah, yeah.